gather to celebrate the life of Father Mike Kelleher, and began in County Limerick in Ireland. His family is here, so we are grateful to have you, Agnes, John, brother and sister, his nieces, Carmel and Tricia. Blessings to you, welcome. And was ordained a priest 55 years ago, and I know he would be deeply touched to have so many of you priests here, and so blessing of course, our deacons are on retreat, and so they would be here too, but they're praying for him on retreat. And then all the parishes that he served in, and so St. Peter's in Bassfield, and St. Mary's in Gochet, and of course here at Sacred Heart, Pascagoula. Father Mike, of course, was and is quite a character, to say the least. I met him 3 years ago when I became bishop of the diocese, and this actually was the first church I celebrated Mass in here. And I think we were doing the Carlo days, if I remember right. Yeah, and so I was asking him, you know, about the parish and the people, and of course he was really up and positive about it all. And then we walked over to all the new buildings we have over there, and I said, "How did we get all those buildings?" And he said, "Katrina." And you know, as we enter the scriptures, especially the Gospel of John, we hear Jesus saying to us very personally that he's preparing a dwelling place for every single one of us who are his followers and his believers. And for Father Mike, that was both personal, but it was also with regard to the community of the church. And I'll come back to Katrina. The church here, of course, damaged, and part of the whole area was destroyed. But he actually had his heart moved when he went to Telephone Road, and he saw St. Peter's Church, and he saw what was there. And he, moved by the Spirit, saying, "What can I do for our community of people?" And he said, "I'm going to invite them to come and celebrate Eucharist here at Sacred Heart." And Father Norvell said, "Yes." The community came over, and for 2 years almost, celebrated Mass here with us. And that's a big amen. And so the open arms, open doors, was really Father Mike's spirit. Just as a footnote, we finally got St. Peter's Church built last year. Praise God. It is beautiful if you haven't seen it yet, and it's also a testament to Father Mike, but also to all of the pastors that have been at St. Peter's and all the people of St. Peter's. We really built it on the model of the very first church that was there at St. Peter's off the Telephone Road. And it's a wonderful statement, I think, of us as church. The other community that Father Mike really felt moved to was our Spanish-speaking community. He really felt like there was a need for the Spanish-speaking community to have a place to pray. And so Sacred Heart has become now one of our important Spanish-speaking communities, along with our English-speaking community. Entonces, estamos unidos en Jesucristo. So I said, we are united in Jesus Christ and his love. And so he's called us all together to celebrate, no matter what language we're in, he's called us all to celebrate his love and his presence. And Father Mike was a sign of that. Now, he would not want me to say Saint Father Mike. Okay? But trust me, he would not want that in any way. But I think the blessings of his life and the different, all of us have been touched by him in one way or another through the love of Jesus Christ that he has shared with us. And that love is born out in our midst right now. All of us gathered together to celebrate his life and especially his priesthood. 55 years of serving Jesus Christ at the altar of God. Wow. I'm at 42, and when I think of 55, I go, I don't know if we're going to make that. Gathered, of course, are some of his classmates, and of course, our brother priest. And together, I know we have probably a couple of thousand years of priesthood right here, sitting right here. None of y'all have permission to pass away. So we come back, you know, to the gospel, inspired by the life of Father Mike. And, you know, when I met him, he was, of course, in the midst of his cancer and struggling a bit. And so I'd ask him, you know, Mike, how are you doing? And he said, great. And then I really asked him the question, okay, tell me what's going on. And he said, well, it's hard to breathe, I can't stay awake, and I'm falling asleep all the time. Okay, thank you, Mike. It's time for me to anoint you again. So we gave him the anointing of the sick. In that time, though, he knew Jesus was preparing a dwelling place for him. He knew. He also knew that in his cancer, the question that Thomas asked, Lord, we don't know where you're going, how can we know the way, is really the moment when he was able to touch the wounds of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. That's really what was happening. And his faith was drawing him into the resurrection during these last few years, especially. And then, of course, he heard Jesus say to him, as he says to each of us, you know the way. You know the way. You know the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life for each of us. And that's where Father Mike's heart really lay, in the arms of a loving, risen Savior, loved him into being, brought him into the priesthood, who blessed his life and enabled him to touch the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our prayer and hope for all of us is that we share that same resurrection. So today in this Eucharist, as we remember his life and bless his life, and give thanks for his life, we also give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ, who lived for us, suffered for us, died for us, and rose from the dead, and showed us the way to heaven. May he truly become for each of us our way, our truth, and our life in Christ, as he was for Father Mike. We receive Holy Communion during this Mass, or we pray for him. Let's lift him up and let our prayers rise to heaven with our brother priest whom we love deeply. May he rest in the peace of Christ.